Welcome back to TechNet Radio. IT pro guru Dan Stoltz welcomes Chris Harney from the Virtualization Technology Users Group as they discuss how his user group community recently expanded their virtualization platform knowledge beyond VMware to now include Microsoft Hyper-V. Tune in as they chat about their transition from a VMware-only shop and how members are warming up to Hyper-V and Windows Server 2012. Dan, the mic is yours.
Greetings and welcome. Thanks for joining us today on TechNet Radio, IT Pro Guru versus Virtualization Community with Chris Harney. Chris, before we get started, maybe you can start by telling us a little about yourself, what you do.
Sure. My name is Chris Harney, and I'm an IT consultant in Maine, and I run the Virtual Technology User Group. I've been working with virtualization since 2003 and just can't get enough of this stuff.
So we actually came to meet each other a bit ago, about a year and a half, I guess, through a friend, Steve Duplessis from ESG Global, when we were talking about community. So that's how I got to know you, is through your community. And at that time, you were running the local New England VMware user group. I say local, it was really a regional NEV mug. So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, why you started that up, how you started that, what what got you interested in leading the community?
Sure. I've been in IT for 20 plus years. And when I first started back in mid 80s, I worked at a small shop and there were five or six of us. And all of us got together once a week and taught each other something. And we learned really rapidly. And I learned the power of community back then. So fast forward to 2002, 2003, when I discovered VMware, and it was a really new technology at the time. And I get together with one of the local bars and four or five friends having pizza around a table at night once or twice a month. And we just started learning this. And we grew from 5 to 10 to 20. And in 2006, we had our first VMUG with a little bit of help from VMware, and had 80 people, which is awesome. Until 7 years ago, when we put the meeting notice out for January and we had 500 people sign up for the event. And it was just a little overwhelming, and it was heartwarming to think all these people wanted to learn about this stuff and that we had one of the premier groups in the country. And it kept growing. I mean, it's just phenomenal, everyone wanting to help each other learn and the sponsors getting together. And it's not a sales pitch. It truly is an educational event. And I think that's been just amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. Now, So VMware actually helped you kind of get that whole thing started. What value did they provide, and you know, and how did they help you through the years?
Well, VMware helped us by introducing us to some of the partners. They also provided some great technical speakers. I mean, they've been phenomenal in providing, like Mike DiPetrillo or Tommy Walker, Rob Rendell, Chris Scalati, some amazing talent in the VMware virtualization space. They would come out here and speak to users on a technical level and give them the pitfalls and what they need to be looking out for as they grow their VMware environment.
So, and it was all pretty much just VMware at that time?
Yeah, it's been 100% VMware until last year. And there was, a lot of the users were saying, we know VMware now. We've been talking VMware for 8 years, 9 years now. And we're hearing some grumblings about Microsoft. We're all virtualizing. 90% of our workloads are Microsoft workloads. We're doing a little bit of Citrix. We want to talk about storage, security. Can we open this up a little bit to increase our knowledge base? Because that's what it's all about, is just making the right decisions, and they want to learn more about this information.
So it sounds like your conversion from VMUG to VTUG was driven by your user community. Can you tell me a little bit about that, and what does VTUG stand for, and what is that new community that you have now, and how does that relate to VMUG?
Sure. So we almost look like we're an aggregate of communities. It is a regional event. We attract people from northern Maine to northern New York, Vermont, every state in New England, New Jersey. And the one question that I try to ask everyone that I meet at the user group is, what can we do better? And the one thing they said is, we need more technology. And when that happened, the first time, one or two people, it's all right, that's just one or two people. But when you hear from 100 users at an event, okay, you have to start listening and start bringing in more information. So VTUG was just born to be Virtual Technology User Group. It wasn't anything specific. It wasn't to try to be a slap in the face to anyone. It was truly that this is virtual technology and it's a user community. Everyone teaching everyone how to do stuff better or how to do stuff differently. For instance, this year we had a user from IDEX Labs in Westbrook, Maine. They came down and did 3 one-hour sessions telling people the best way that they virtualize their Exchange environment. And I got an email from them today that they actually have EMC engineers reaching out to them now asking them how they did certain things.
Very cool. So this groundswell of, you know, need for knowledge on platforms other than VMware, what do you think some of the reasons for that? Is it, you know, is it the recent changes, pretty significant changes in the software on Microsoft's Windows Server and Hyper-V, or is it, you know, market share, or is it resume building? What's driving that, do you think?
You know, I truly believe it's just knowledge. You know, think about it. Everyone is cutting IT budgets. So whether it was virtualization knowledge or Microsoft knowledge or VMware knowledge, people just want to learn more and have the opportunity to learn more. And, you know, I kind of relate it to a shopping mall. You know, you have Sears and JCPenney in the shopping mall, and the reason it's so successful is they both bring in more people. By having Microsoft and Citrix and VMware, and eventually hopefully Oracle and Amazon someday, you know, people just go there because they have the options to learn what they need to learn at that time.
So the changes that you made from going to – so VTUG stands for Virtualization Technology User Group?
That's correct.
So the changes that you've made in the last year as you convert over, how are things now? Are they better than they were as a VMUG? Are they the same? Or are they different? How are they different? Do you like the changes?
So I do like the changes. I like being open. Playing everyone playing well in the sandbox, and which I think was pretty evident in January, where nobody put anyone down. Everyone talked about strengths. Everyone talked positive, which I think was phenomenal. Having a little more freedom is kind of nice, not having people tell you who's going to speak. But actually, you know, one thing we do different, I think, than a lot of user groups is the users actually choose the breakout sessions. So we have a panel of 12 to 15 users, depending on the quarter, that we send everyone, all the sponsors and Microsoft and VMware and Citrix, present to us a blurb on what they want to talk about. And we send that to the user community, and they choose what sessions they want to hear. And so if you send a paragraph and it sounds marketing, the users aren't going to want to hear it. And now users are telling us what they want to hear. So they say, hey, we want to learn about, you know, Xen or Hyper-V 2012, and we'll reach out to the sponsors and say, hey, this is of real interest. If you really want to speak to these people, make your topic around this or your educational session around this, and you'll have the opportunity to speak to people. However, if you choose to do something different, that's great, and they still may want to hear it, but the odds are better if you choose the topics that they want to hear.
Mm-hmm. Now, this event, you just had your annual event this last week at Gillette Stadium again, home of our New England Patriots, who are unfortunately out of the playoffs at this point. So I was thoroughly impressed with the huge crowds that you had there. So can you tell us a little about that particular event and how things went and how that compared to prior years?
Yeah, so this event was our largest ever. Last year we had just over 1,100 users in attendance. This year, I'm not talking sponsors, I'm talking users. This year we had 1,300 at 11 o'clock, I believe, when I checked, we had 1,355 users in attendance. And I haven't gone back to check things, what's changed since then. But that was just massively huge. And the vibe, everyone was impressed. Everyone was happy to see all this information. It was very upbeat. And if you looked in the parking lot by lunchtime, there wasn't an empty space in the parking lot. It was just absolutely amazing. This is our seventh year renting Gillette Stadium. I don't know how many people can say they actually have written a check and rented a football stadium for a bit day, but that's kind of cool.
sure.
But this is our seventh year, and we've pretty much got it down pat. I mean, the weather was awesome. That couldn't have been any better. Registration went flawless, and the people just flowed, and it was nothing short of amazing.
So have you gotten feedback from from your users in terms of, you know, did they like the show that you put on? Because the show that you put on was, you know, had a little different flair this year than it has in the past, you know, particularly with Microsoft doing the keynote and, you know, any feedback on any of that?
So, yeah, I mean, we had Microsoft, VMware, and Citrix all as keynotes. And, you know, the users said at first they were concerned. Was the technical content going to be there? After lunch, I got nothing but rave reviews that every breakout session, every keynote was just top-notch this year.
Good, excellent. So I presume you're not going to change anything for next year?
I don't plan on changing anything for next year or for July.
Okay, so my next question has to do with your size and where your growth is, because Gillette Stadium was pretty full with your crew. If you get much bigger, where are you going to go next? I mean, how much more capacity does Gillette have? Because it sure seemed like you were using every room, and even the big open corridors were jam-packed with people. So what's up with that?
So we actually had a meeting with Gillette afterwards the next day, and they assured us that we can grow up to around 2,000 people at the stadium and have traffic and tables. We didn't anticipate a 25% growth in users this year, so we didn't have as many tables set up for lunch. I mean, if you looked around the lunchroom, it was standing room only. People were sitting in windowsills and using the bar and standing up. It was just phenomenal.
Yeah, the lunch line was pretty long, too, so maybe next year we can make a couple of different lines.
Exactly.
let's talk a little bit about other VTugs and other VMugs. I presume you have a relationship with others that are kind of doing this too. And are they seeing what you're doing? And is there, you know, are they having any thoughts? Are there communities reaching out to them that they want more agnostic representation?
I have talked to, I'm friends with a lot of the community leaders of the VMware user groups, and some of them are interested in opening their user groups to be an agnostic and just a true training session. So we'll see what happens in 2013. You know, there's some serious interest in a group over in the UK, so that would be really interesting.
So are you looking at maybe helping them with providing infrastructure or making, you know, like special interest groups or offshoots from, you know, VTUG or regional VTUGs? Is that something that you guys are considering?
We would absolutely offer a regional VTUG if they wanted to be, let's say, for instance, a UKVTUG.com. We would absolutely help them out there and give them any advice that we can to help their community.
Yeah, I know there's some people in New York that are very, very interested in that, so I'll definitely hook up with you on that after the fact and
Thanks.
After our meeting, and we'll try to get some help you get something going there. Now, are there some trade secrets that you're willing to share to kind of help them in that process, or is it too early to really understand? I know this is all new to you, so you know maybe it's something we address later. What are your thoughts?
You know, I think the key to the user group is just listening to your members. You know, you can't force, if you want to be in upstate New York and have 30 guys sitting around a table having pizza and talking about whatever community you want, that's perfect for you. However, if it grows naturally to the size of 1,400 people in a Gillette Stadium, that's awesome, but you can't force it to be there. You know, find out what your users want, make sure you're adding the right content, and it'll happen.
Okay, awesome. Now, I understand you have some pretty lofty goals on your online program that's just started up. Are you at liberty to share any of that stuff now?
Absolutely. So we want to turn VTUG.com sort of like the one-stop shopping for virtualization information. We're doing content contests where users get rewarded for sharing their favorite technical links or how-to links. And we're working on a toolbar so people, instead of having to log in to add that content, they'll just be able to share it like with Facebook. You'll be able to click a link just to add that information to VTUG.com. I love the Internet, what it's done for us. I mean, 10 years ago when we started this, or 15 years ago, there was no Google. And Google's phenomenal, but now it's just you hit everything. When you type in VDI in Google, you'll get a lot of ads as well as technical information. So we're trying to pare that down so it's just truly technical information broken down, you know, whether it's networking or storage, VDI, server virtualization, and that's the goal in 2013, to make that just a phenomenal place to share technical information.
Yeah, excellent. I've actually put a few in there already on your site. I love the way you've done it. Super, super simple. You know, who are you? And give me a URL. Awesome. Excellent. You know, one thing you might want to try, though, is, you know, Bing might give you better results. Just say it. So I might want to give that a shot, too.
All right.
Do you see, if I could just flip it a little bit, because the virtualization space has just grown so big, so fast. I mean, in the last 5 years, just so much has changed. So I'm wondering how your community sees the change. Clearly, they're embracing it because, I mean, downloads of Windows servers is going through the roof. Adoption of the new hypervisor's been really, really good. What opportunities do your users see in the diversity of the virtualization and the multiple virtualization stacks?
You know, I think diversity and competition is good. Just like whether we started out in storage, there used to be just one storage provider. That was the reality. When you add competition, you get more features, you get more benefits. So they're embracing all of that technology. I see a lot of people using Hyper-V to start out with, much like we did with VMware back in 2003. It was our test dev environment, and I see a lot of test dev. I see a lot of educational doing Hyper-V installs. So you can have a purpose-built hypervisor, I believe, rather than one size fits all.
And where do you see the future challenges?
Education.
In virtualization. Yeah.
I see the future challenges in education. I mean, this place is just exploding so fast. Making the time to learn how to do your craft and do it right. You know, I keep hearing these numbers that 80% of IT budgets are spent on maintenance and 20% are spent on new development. But when I talk to engineers, 80% of the time is spent on new development and only 20% spent on maintenance. So, you know, there seems to be a little disconnect with the amount of time you need to spend on new projects and to learn it all. I mean, when you're talking, now you're talking VMware, you're talking Microsoft Hyper-V, you're talking Citrix, you're talking cloud stacks that are coming out, mm-hmm. and now network virtualization is adding a whole nother layer of complexity on top of that. And so, between education and team building within companies, and you can't have silos anymore. Everyone really needs to work as a team and work together, and I think breaking those barriers is going to be big this year.
So do you think with what you've done with VTUG that you've kind of broken some of those barriers?
I hope so. So like for July, we're actually going to try a couple of programs where we're hoping that these virtualization administrators will bring their security person and bring their network person to the user event and try to break down a few more of those barriers, let them understand what's going on in the virtualization space.
Is there anything that, you know, I can do or that Microsoft can do to help with that? Or what are we not doing now that we should be doing?
You know, I would love to see Microsoft, the TAMs out there, talking to their customers, letting them know about this. I mean, it's a free event. You know, it's a free day of education, making sure that managers understand that this is it's not a marketing event. Is truly an educational event that their users can get together, network with their peers, find out what's working or not, and really understand what is coming in the technology area.
So are you familiar with some of Microsoft's bigger events for trying to educate the technology community, like MMS and TechEd?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. MMS. I'm hoping to get out there this year.
Okay, good. I'm hoping that you do too. I was out there last year and don't yet have my flight booked for this year, but I don't know if I'm going to make it, but I'm hoping as well. So have you been to an MMS or have you just heard about it?
To be honest with you, my first MMS was in 2003, which is where I got my first copy of VMware GSX.
Oh, wow. That's funny. That's awesome. Okay, so where do you go from here? I mean, you guys, with your community, with VTUG, you've done so much. So what's the next, you know, cookie to crumble? Where do you go from here?
You know, what we're trying to do is just make more online educational resources available to users. So right now, we are in the process of taking all of the breakout sessions and converting them so that we have the audio and the slide deck online. And just reaching out to other community members to help build this website up to help each other out. And
okay.
And then if we can have help other communities build, we'll do that as well.
Awesome. Excellent. So is there anything else that you'd like to share with our audience today? You've got a pretty big audience if you want to, you know, hop on a bullhorn for a minute.
You know, until last year, I've worked for Fortune 100 companies up here in Maine, which is there are only a handful. And the one thing that I think has helped all of us is make sure that you're helping your peers out, making sure you communicate, and keep standards in place. So many times I go into places and you know, you name servers all over the wall and everyone is doing something different. Get some standards in place and understand that there's hardware underneath that software. You know, how many times you go into a shop and they're having problems, and the first thing you do is you patch their BIOS, and lo and behold, the problems go away. Mm-hmm. So you can't just be looking at the top layers. It's a truly full stack that you have to maintain and manage.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when it comes to, you know, actually attending and getting training for IT pros, I perceive, and tell me if I'm wrong, I perceive that a lot of people might have issues with, you know, getting the day off from work, or, you know, not being distracted whenever it comes time for training, or, you know, dedicating time for training and learning the craft, as you call it. So can you tell people how they can address that with their boss to maybe make it easier for them to receive the information that you're helping put out?
I guess what I would do is make sure you bring back the information. If you get to go to one of these events, bring back the information to your boss. I'm going to tell you an interesting story that I heard. One user came to the user group event in January 2006, and they went to see Quest talk about Power GUI. And in that class, you know, in that one-hour session, they learned how to find snapshots on their VMs and orphan VMs. They went back to their office the next day. They ran these scripts, and they found 2 terabytes of Tier 1 storage that was being consumed that wasn't. Now, you take 2 terabytes of Tier 1 storage at $20,000.
And that was a long time ago. Yeah.
And that was in 2006. At $20,000 a terabyte at the time, that one day found $40,000 in savings for that company.
Wow.
I mean, that's a pretty compelling reason to attend an event. If you can even do that once every 3 years, it pays for going to these events.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, so one of the things that I do with the TechNet Radio series is at the end of the event, I put out a guru tip. And I think my guru tip for today is to check out vtug.com. And I think there's a link there to submit technical content URL. So I'll encourage everybody, the tip is to go to that site and find your good technology post on virtualization or cloud, right? Sure. And submit it to you guys. So, Chris, thank you very, very much for joining us today, and I really, really appreciate it. Hopefully we can do this again sometime soon.
Hey, thank you very much for having me, Dan. It's been a pleasure.